December 21, the school of the hereafter. Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them. Revelation 21:3, Revised Standard Version. Between the school established in Eden at the beginning and the school of the hereafter, there lies the whole compass of this world's history, the history of human transgression and suffering, of divine sacrifice and of victory over death and sin. Not all the conditions of that first school of Eden will be found in the school of the future life. No tree of knowledge of good and evil will afford opportunity for temptation. No temptation is there, no possibility of wrong. Every character has withstood the testing of evil, and none are longer susceptible to its power. Restored to his presence, man will again, as at the beginning, be taught of God. Our life work here is a preparation for the life eternal. The education begun here will not be completed in this life. It will be going forward through all eternity, ever progressing, never completed. Every right principle, every truth learned in an earthly school will advance us just that much in the heavenly school. As Christ walked and talked with his disciples during his ministry on this earth, so will he teach us in the school above, leading us beside the river of living waters and revealing to us truths that in this life must remain hidden mysteries because of the limitations of the human mind so marred by sin. The history of the inception of sin, of fatal falsehood in its crooked working, of truth that is met in conquered error, all will be made manifest. The veil that interposes between the visible and the invisible world will be drawn aside, and wonderful things will be revealed. Every faculty will be developed, every capacity increased. The acquirement of knowledge will not weary the mind or exhaust the energies. There the grandest enterprises may be carried forward, the loftiest aspirations reached, the highest ambitions realized. And still there will arise new heights to surmount, new wonders to admire, new truths to comprehend, fresh objects to call forth the powers of mind and soul and body.